This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2194. Play it cool with these English idioms.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Sometimes you get upset, but it's not the time to sit down and have a drawn-out apology. Today, get a lightweight and breezy way to apologize for losing your temper in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Aubrey, what's shaking?
Not much. How are you?
I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling good. It's getting warm outside, so I need to cool down.
Apropos, we're talking about the word cool a little bit. Are you good at keeping your cool, Lindsay?
It really depends, honestly, on how strong my meditation practice is in any given week or any given month or season. Absolutely. So I can tell you that.
I can imagine that makes a huge difference.
Yes. Yeah, because meditation really calms you. They say it creates that space between the stimulus and the response. And that's exactly what it is. When you lose your cool, you kind of lash out, you react quickly, and meditation expands that essentially freedom of mind.
Oh man, right? I love that. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to go into some of these phrases today. We use the word cool in so many amazing phrases. You just heard a couple of them, keep your cool, lose your cool. Yeah. But this was actually inspired by a recent conversation that you and Michelle had when you were talking about saying stay cool. Okay. And you mentioned, you're like, does anyone ever say this about the weather when it's really hot out? Maybe we should ask Aubrey. And yes, we do. In Arizona here, we'll say stay cool when it's really hot out, meaning like, ooh, avoid the heat.
You are our go-to resource for warm weather vocabulary.
Yeah, I'm curious. I know a lot of our listeners also live in very hot areas. I'm curious if you say something like that too.
Yeah, me too.
It's like when you say goodbye, it's like, oh, stay cool or stay out of the heat.
Right. I bet they do. I would love to hear from our listeners, maybe over on social, but tell us a bit more about where else our listeners could go to get more amazing content.
I was telling Lindsay this came up because when Jessica and I recorded the quiz for that episode, I brought it up in the quiz. I was like, Lindsay mentioned in the episode and I'm here to answer. Yes, we say stay cool. So it was sort of bonus content for quiz takers. And that happens a lot that, you know, we will mention a term or sort of go past something. And then in the quiz, we break it down. We'll have an interesting question. And there's quite a bit of bonus content there. So if you're not a subscriber, you're missing out. So you should subscribe to get those quizzes.
Yes, I know. I wonder if our listeners even know what we're talking about when we say the quiz. There's all this extra content that you might be missing if you are not subscribed. So this is available at this time over on Apple Podcasts, right? This is our All Ears English Plus offering. So listen to Apple Podcasts to be able to get that. All right, guys, good stuff.
Awesome. Yes. And you can sign up for a free trial. Check it out. I know you're going to love it. So yeah. They're so fun. Jessica and I really love fun. Recording those.
Yeah. 5 minutes, right? After to 5 minutes, I think it's about 5 minutes after every episode. And then it's another angle on the topic. And most importantly, we check your understanding. Right?
Exactly. How well did you understand? How well you understood and get some extra insight to some of the vocabulary, host trivia, which is always fun. We pull out and see if you guys remember some interesting things that we share here on the podcast. They're really fun.
Try it out. You can, like Aubrey said, you can do that trial, 7 day trial. And actually, I think it's a 30 day trial.
I believe it's a 30 day trial.
So can't Amazing. Lose. All right. Good stuff, Aubrey. Let's go into today's vocabulary though.
So these phrases are so great for connection because we often need to talk about emotions if we are keeping our cool and then apologize if we lose control of them. So this is a really important connection skill. I'm excited for you guys to get the vocabulary to be able to do that in a very native, natural way.
Yeah. So the first one I don't use much, but I bet you might use this sometimes. Keep a cool head, right? Or keep your cool.
I saw this one in sort of a list of idioms, keep a cool head. And the more I thought about it, I don't hear that very often. It's maybe a little outdated. I think instead we say, keep your cool. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, I know that even keep your cool, though, has been around since I was a kid. I remember adults saying that when...
Oh, yeah, but I still hear that, right? Mm-hmm. I still hear keep your cool. I know what it means, keep a cool head. I just feel like people don't say that as often, but we do still say keep your cool.
I love it. Yeah. So if you find yourself getting worked up, getting upset, getting angry, getting anxious, well, so when we say cool, is that an antidote to any heightened emotion, Aubrey, or is it more getting angry? Is it the opposite?
Good question. Yeah. It really means to stay calm, but it could definitely be about anger or even just, you know, jealousy, excite, could be any emotion where you're getting a little worked up. So anything where you would need to stay calm. Mm-hmm.
Or panic. It could be panic, right? Like if you're in an elevator and it drops, right? Keep your cool. Right. Don't panic.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So for example, you might say, you may find yourself getting worked up, but be sure to keep a cool head or be sure to keep your cool.
Yeah, I like that because that's how we can make logical decisions.
Yes. It's a very kind way. If you see someone getting agitated, angry, really afraid, just be like, okay, keep your cool. It's not patronizing, right? I would prefer someone say this to me rather than like, don't panic, don't get angry. Just keep your cool.
Interesting, right? It's always better to say a positive sentence than a negative. Instead of saying, don't do this, don't do that. Say something positive in a way, right? I try to keep my cool, but it's difficult when I see someone treated unfairly, right? Right.
Yeah. This is very true for me, right? I'm usually able to keep my cool, but every now and then, if I see unjust treatment of someone, I feel myself lose my cool. And I'm like, why? That's good. That's righteous good. Anger of like, God, I have something must be done.
Yeah, I love that. You know, that's why like personal visions and the things we stand for in life, we need to be in touch with that.
For sure. Know?
Really good stuff. So what's number two?
Number two is play it cool. Sounds like it would be the same, but it means a little different. It means to act naturally. It can be like, you know, don't get nervous, don't panic, but it also could just mean, like, I think of this if you like saw a celebrity, like you might say, I think that's Brad Pitt walking this way. Play it cool, guys. Right? It just means like act naturally. Don't go crazy.
Don't swoon. Don't swoon. That's a good bonus for today. Don't swoon. Don't freak out and run around him and ask him for a photo. Play it cool. I think of this when I think of dating and someone says, oh, I'm going to play it cool. I'm not going to return their phone call right away. That kind of thing.
Right. Like exactly. Someone, give a little time before you send a text. Play it cool.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
In a job interview too, right? I tried to play it cool in the job interview, but I'm not sure how well I did. Just trying to show that you're not nervous or you know, desperate, right? Or play it cool.
Yeah. Or just that maybe you really want the job, right? You really want that job. It looks like the dream job for you, but you can't really show that because you need to kind of make it look like you have other options. Like it's kind of you need a bit of that aloofness, right?
Exactly, right? Yes, you can be excited. You can definitely let them know that you're interested, you're excited about the job, but if it can come across as too much, if you don't have any aloofness, like it will feel like you have no other options. You don't want that.
Right. So that's where that would make sense, playing it cool a little bit. I might add more details, though, if I said that, right? Play it cool in the job interview, just to say exactly what you were trying to do. Because it's more obvious to me in dating or seeing a famous person than it is in a job interview, I think.
Yeah, this would definitely be part of a conversation, right? You're then going to share like how it went, exactly what you said or did. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. And number three, Aubrey, what is it?
Yes. To lose one's cool, which means to lose your temper or get really angry. It's really just the opposite of keeping your cool. You lose your cool.
Yeah, for sure. And be careful with the spelling, guys. Bonus between loose and lose. Maybe that's another episode for another day, Aubrey.
Very common mistake.
Can be a real challenge sometimes in writing and speaking, pronouncing, reading. Okay, so what's a sample sentence?
You could say, sometimes I lose my cool when I get really upset about something. And this doesn't have to be a full-on explosion temper tantrum. Just be like, I just don't stay as calm as I would like.
Right, exactly. Or you could say, I'm really sorry about yesterday. I totally lost my cool. Now, this might be a situation where you just blew up. You stood up, got upset, walked out in a huff.
Yes, I love the idea of walking out because you might not say anything. But if you were angry and got up and left when it was an awkward time to leave, you could also apologize for losing your cool. You got so angry that you left when it wasn't a good time to leave.
And also, this doesn't have to be just about physical. You left a room. It could also be an email you sent, right? Is that rule? They say you should wait 24 hours before sending an email if you're angry.
Upset at all. Give yourself time to calm down. Time to get your cool back.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, good stuff. All right, what's number four?
All right, and this is what I should have said, but I was trying not to give the spoiler too early. We wouldn't say get your cool back. We'd say cool off, give you time to cool off. This is number four. It means to become less angry, time to calm down, cool down.
Yeah, I like that. I need to cool off. So for example, his coach pulled him from the game and told him to cool off.
This you'll see a lot, right? We went to a basketball game not long ago and I saw this happen a few times. The players will get really upset and they start fouling each other at a basketball game. Mm. So the coach will pull them and you see them tell them, take a minute to cool off.
Oh, interesting. Good practice. That's important for sure. Right. Yeah. Or I felt myself getting angry. So I took a beat to cool off. This is interesting. I took a beat. What do we mean here?
This is sort of newer slang. I was wondering if you'd pick this up. Yeah. I'm hearing people say this more and more, like take a beat, take a minute to say like, oh, I took a beat to cool down. Just means like you took a little bit of time.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Good to know. You're very tuned in to the younger slang here with your kids, Aubrey, right? Teenagers. It's good. It's good.
Yes. Though, again, I feel like this is one, I think it did start with the teenagers and now I'm hearing it more podcasts, TV shows. Okay. There's one reality show where they're like saying it a lot. So it's kind of trending.
I took a beat. Love it. To cool off. Okay. So we're going to put all this into a role play so we make it come to life and make it real. Right? So
yes, this is a fun one. You and I are in Bali on vacation for this role play.
I want to go to Bali. Thank you for a 1 minute vacation. I love it. Let's do it.
I'll start us out. Sorry about yesterday when we were running late and I lost my cool.
Oh, no worries. I was surprised though. You're usually pretty good at keeping your cool.
We all have our moments, I guess. I'm glad you gave me some time to cool off before we went out.
No worries. Hey, is that Margot Robbie?
Oh my gosh, I think it is. Play it cool. I'm sure she doesn't want people approaching her on vacation. Play it cool. I love it. It had to be somewhere cool that we were vacationing where Margot Robbie might also be on vacation.
Yeah, I love that. That's so funny. And Bali is very cool. I've always wanted to go to Bali.
I haven't been either, but I've heard it's amazing.
Oh, I'm sure. All right. So here we're on vacation and I was surprised. You surprised me. Because you lost your cool. So you said, sorry about yesterday when we were running late and I lost my cool. Do you I guess maybe at the end, I'll ask you, what is the situation in which you're most likely to lose your cool? If it's an airport, for example. So think about that for a minute, Aubrey. We'll come back to it.
Yeah. And I love, this is how I would say, if I'm apologizing for being a little short-tempered, a little snippy, this is probably how I would say it. Sorry about yesterday. I lost my cool.
Sorry about yesterday. I lost my cool. I like that. Sounds good. Sounds clear. And you're not overdoing it on apologizing either, which is kind of good. You're not getting stuck in that.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. We're keeping it kind of like, and it probably wasn't something super huge. It might be the kind of thing where you don't even remember me, you know, being upset. It's like, oh, it was nothing, no big deal. But it was enough that I felt like I needed to apologize. I lost my cool just a little bit.
I love that. And then I said, no worries. I was surprised though. You're usually pretty good at keeping your cool, and we're still in the lose your cool, keep your cool.
Exactly, right? These are opposites. And yeah, it's interesting. This is a compliment, right? To tell someone you're usually pretty good at keeping your cool. It just means you're usually pretty level-headed. You're not one to lose your temper easily.
Mm-hmm. Love it. And then what?
And then I said, I'm glad you gave me some time to cool off before we went out. So whatever had happened, you gave me some space so that I could cool off before we had another interaction. And we probably didn't talk about it again until I apologized the next day.
That's
curious. Like, I didn't really think about what maybe I had done to make you angry.
Yeah.
We were running late. You were maybe why we were late. And I was like, Lindsay, let's go.
Oh, good stuff. And then you said, oh my gosh, I think it is. Play it cool, right? I'm sure she doesn't want people approaching her on vacation. And yeah, that's funny.
This is definitely a time that I would use this if I saw someone famous and were like, play it cool. Act natural.
I love it. So what is it, Aubrey? What is the scenario in which you're most likely to lose your cool? Is it airports? Is it traffic? Is it
traffic? I was about to say, I feel like heavy traffic, which has happened a few times, especially on vacation, because you have a limited amount of time. So to be stuck in an hour, the last time we went to Rocky Point, there was probably a 2.5, maybe 3 hour line of cars that we were stuck in to get into the border. And it was sad because you want to be like beach by noon, right? You leave in the morning and it's so nice to be able to get to the beach. And instead we got there at like 5 or 6. And so it felt kind of wasted that first day because we were stuck in traffic and there's nothing you can do. You're helpless. It's such a bummer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That is rough. Yeah. Not good.
It happens. But even then, like I wouldn't, it's tricky because really losing your cool is like snapping at people and losing your temper. I think back and I didn't, you know, I was just like, this is a bummer. Sorry, everybody, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. It also kind of depends on your personality. So you were just disappointed, right? You were bummed out, right? But some people would just kind of get upset about any driver moving in front of them and they would lose their cool in that scenario, right?
I'm pretty chill. I'm pretty, you know, when I do lose my cool is if, like I said, in one of those example sentences, if I see unjust treatment, like if I see someone, sometimes I've seen people complain or be sort of cruel to someone working at like the coffee shop and it's just a teenager, I'll stand up for them. Like, hey,
I like that.
You know what I mean? Because then I do kind of lose my cool. I'm like, I feel like I need to defend this person.
That's great. I love that. So good. All right. This has been a good episode, Aubrey. Guys, now you have the vocabulary to, you know, talk about your own personality. So I think our poll question today is probably going to be something about your personality, guys. As listener, you know, do you lose your cool easily? Yes or no? Right?
Yes. I want to know. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Aubrey, what should our listeners do next to make sure they don't miss a single episode of our show?
Be sure to hit follow, you guys. We have 5 episodes every week. They're all packed with great tips and vocabulary. So wherever you listen to podcasts, open your browser and make sure to hit follow on the All Ears English podcast.
Yeah, and I think that's the takeaway for today is what we said earlier. This is a really succinct and lightweight way to apologize if you get upset. Yeah, you don't need to sit down and have a whole breakdown. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. If the relationship doesn't merit that or the scenario doesn't merit it, you need something more lightweight. And this is it.
Right? Just say, sorry, I lost my cool. No problem.
Yeah, right, move on. It's much cooler that way.
Yes, absolutely. I love it.
All right. Good stuff. All right, Aubrey. I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks, Lindsay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.